Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forged a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
After all.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
I believe you can do that. Amen. Look like somebody in here wanted to do that. Just let go and let God have his way. We've been letting people have their way too long in our lives, ruling and pointing us in different directions that they want to point us in. But if you let God have his way, all your enemies will back up a little bit. Amen. You know you can make your enemies scared of you. Amen. They can look at you, but they can't touch you. Amen. If you let God have his way. David did it. David said he got to the point that the Lord prepared a table in the presence of his enemies. They watching him eat and couldn't do nothing about it. Hallelujah tonight. Amen. And don't fool yourself. You got enemies. I got enemies. Amen. I got enemies tonight. If you in Jesus, you're going to have enemies. And some of them is in the church house. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember I had a dream one night. I told my wife that looked like it was some snakes in this room I was in. And old folks, you say snakes is your enemy. Yeah. Y'all done heard that. Yeah. And boy, it was all sizes of them. All kind, all in the ground, under the floor, all around me. But there was two ropes coming through the ceiling with a flat board on it, and I was swinging over my enemies. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That let me know that the enemy can't do you no harm. Amen. If you trust God, your enemy just spinning his wheels. But when you are holding on to what they're doing to you, you are stopping and hesitating just like they are. Let them do what they want to do. If you let go and let God have his way. My Bible tell me he make your enemies. Amen. Talk about some pressure. You wait till somebody put their foot on your head. We're grateful tonight to my friend, Pastor Dunklin, amen. And Sister Dunklin, First Lady, certainly to Pastor Gaines. I don't know if your wife is here with you. She's here. Amen. Sister Gaines, I thought that was you. Amen. And certainly to my friend, Pastor Smith. That's Pastor Smith right there, y'all. Amen. That's my friend from the bayou, or what they say. Amen. Up on the bayou, huh? First Evening Star. And this is my friend, amen, Reverend Gilmore. I always say Fillmore. That's all right. Reverend Lavalley say I was from Marksville, Bunker. She done said I was from everywhere this week, sir. I took that, amen. And she's a person that we've been working together. I worked with her for a long time, amen. She still don't know where I'm from.
All right.
And certainly to my friend, Reverend Holmes tonight. Amen. One of the men that stands up for Jesus when nobody else is looking, he's standing for the people. Amen. Sometimes people that never pay attention to the blessings they receive are received by someone they never paying attention to. Amen. And we're thankful for him and Sister Holmes in here tonight. And of course, my little lady is in here, Sister Rose. Amen. That's always with me. And we thank God for her. She teach school and come home and get ready and get my clothes together and hers. And you know, I just thank God for her tonight. Thank God for my son, Gerald. Amen. And we surely thank God for Jerusalem. Amen. And then we got one new Bethel here tonight, my drummer, Sister Charlene. Amen. We thank God for you tonight, Jerusalem. I really thank God for you because you're just not my members, but you're my friends and my family. Amen. I've been there 25 years. We've been there with Jerusalem. We come off the bayou into town. Amen. 10, 15 years ago, amen. Water was so deep going down to that church when I first got there, you had to roll your pants up and wade in the water. Amen. It's better now, but when we come to town, you had more people wading through the water than it did on the concrete. Amen, that would come to church. So it's not that sometimes you shouldn't change things to make it better, but people got to get themselves in a better condition. Amen. That's what this revival is about. Getting ourselves in better condition with God. If you want your children to act right, amen, and saved, I'm going to guarantee you all of them will. But somebody in the family will do. And God will be in the others as soon as they meet the brick walls in their lives. They will come back and resort to what they have found in the church. See, there's a little void place in all of our hearts that only God can fill. And I'm sorry, Pastor Lott. Amen. You're fitting in like a young man, so I forgot that you was a preacher. Amen. Pastor Lott tonight. Wesley Lott. Amen. I know him. He's got a brother, a twin. Amen. We're grateful to God tonight for all of you. And we have some members that's not in the choir tonight. Where are you at? Stand up, please. Amen. God bless you, and may the Lord keep you as our prayers. You know, it's not good to look over anybody, and I try not to. I'd rather be looked over myself than to look over someone.
All right.
In your Bible tonight, the 18th chapter of Luke, and the 25th verse. I'm right tonight. I got these other glasses. 18th chapter, the 25th verse. And we ask that you keep your Bibles open, because actually our text is coming from the 18th to the 25th. So let me read it all. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother." And he said, "All these things I have kept from my youth." So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me." And when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." And this is our scripture that we're going to base the whole text on. "For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Amen. 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 Talk about a little while tonight, threading the needle. Threading the needle. We are in our last night of revival, and we bless God for all of you that are here. All right. Yeah. Amen. Amen. But our utmost attention ought to be upon ourselves. Yeah, every Christian ought to be concerned with his own self. Someone had said, "Every tub set on his own bottom." The William Brothers composed the song, "Sweep Around Your Own Front Door Before You Try to Sweep Around Mine." But I want to say tonight that not only do we ought to be concerned about ourselves, but we ought to be evaluating our own selves. There are some folks that believe that they are so undeserving of what God does for them. I don't feel like that. I feel shame sometimes. How good God is to me, and how wretched and no good I am. Amen. When we wear the name Christian, it doesn't mean we got our little wings on our back flying around now. Because some of us still got a lot of hell in us. Amen. And I ain't by myself. Amen. Some of us, we have some barriers that we need to cross. Amen. And let God fix for us while we on this journey. Amen. Amen. We don't need to grade our own papers. Amen. Amen. Because there is someone who is grading our papers. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And you don't get paid for starting and stopping. Amen. Amen. God is going to hold all of those that have not been members of churches and come in to work for the youth and work for the neighborhood and assist the pastor. With all the churches around, people are still not concerned about going to church. Amen. And then when they do go, they want to find fault with everything. Amen. But this text tonight, threading the needle, We all go.